This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Shingles, it's one of those conditions you might have heard of, but may not think that it can affect you. But the reality is one in three of us will experience shingles in our lifetime, and the risk increases as we age. And despite this, some new research shows many over 50s aren't aware of just how common it is or how serious it can be. Well, it's Shingles Awareness Week, running from February 24 through to March the 2nd. And many Australians, including journalist Shelley Horton, AFL legend Robert Dipper Domenico, and news presenter Deborah Knight are sharing their experiences to encourage awareness. So what do we need to know about shingles and how can we protect ourselves? Joining us now is Professor Tony Cunningham, Director of the Centre for Virus Research at the University of Sydney and a leading expert in this field. Tony, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much, Juan.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly is shingles and how does it differ from chickenpox?
Well, they're both related, both caused by the same virus, the chickenpox virus. So when we are infected with chickenpox virus, when we're kids or even later in life, not all of which we're aware of, I might point out, the virus actually manages to get into clusters of cells next to our spinal cord and sits there for life. And as we age and our immune capacity to control that virus wanes, the virus emerges, travels down nerves, causing pain, and then emerges into the skin, causing a rash. So pain and rash and severe pain are the characteristic symptoms of shingles, and the rash is bubbling like chickenpox.
What, Tony? What causes, if the virus is lying there, I suppose, is it dormant in the base of our spine? What causes it to activate and result in this pain?
We do know now that the virus can emerge a little bit like herpes, you know, like oral herpes, which emerges frequently. We used to think that the chickenpox virus only comes out once or twice during a lifetime. But in fact, we now know that it can, through experiments on astronauts sent up in the space shuttle, that you can actually find the virus in saliva more commonly than we thought. So what we think is happening is immune control stops us from getting disease and shuts off that virus reactivating, emerging much more quickly. And then as we age, our immune control drops off. And for some people, this occurs early. The earliest I've seen shingles is age 7. And we know that 1 in 3 people will get shingles in a lifetime. But once you're over 85, the figure is 50%, 1 in 2.
Let's talk about the vaccine for shingles. How effective is that?
Very effective. It's one of the most effective vaccines in aging people that you can get. More than 90% effective and more than 90% effective even in people over the age of 80. And we've now monitored out to 11 years. And it's still 82% effective in the 11th year. So this is one of the most effective vaccines we have in the aging, and it lasts longer than the RNA vaccines, which are equally effective for COVID, for instance.
So presumably, Tony, as our immune system starts to wane, the vaccine kicks in, does it, and gives us that protection?
That's right. That's right. It's got immunostimulants in it. And it's not just aging people who get shingles, it's people with suppressed immune systems. So these immunostimulants are absolutely critical for the success of the vaccine. I should say the vaccine consists of a single viral protein. It's not live, which means it's safe to give to people who have suppressed immune systems.
In your work, what's, I suppose, some of the most serious complications or some of the worst cases you've seen in terms of shingles?
Well, I've seen people screaming with pain with shingles. I remember a young woman after giving birth. It can be very severe. The severest complication most feared are the persistent pain. The persistent severe pain occurs in about 12% of people over the age of 50 who get shingles, and 17% of people over the age of 70 who get shingles, and more than 20% of people who are immune suppressed. So that's one complication. The other second one is involvement of the eye. So if you get shingles on the face, particularly the upper face, and it comes down over the scalp and over the eye, then you need to get to a doctor as quickly as possible and be checked out by an eye specialist.
If you're just joining us on Drive, we're talking about shingles, a condition that affects one in three Australians, yet many don't realise we are at risk. Professor Tony Cunningham is with us, helping us understand why shingles is so important that we understand and know how to protect ourselves. Tony, if let's say we aren't vaccinated for shingles and we do get an outbreak, what can we do then? What is there any treatment, or is it...
Yes, indeed. You need to get to a doctor as quickly as possible after shingles, because the antivirals work best in the first 3 days after you notice this typical rash, which runs often in a line around the chest or in a line down over the scalp to the eye. And if you see that typical rash with bubbles on the skin, red around it, and you've got pain, get to the doctor as quickly as possible. Get Valtrex or Famvia, and that will shut off the virus multiplication and reduce the pain very quickly and stop the rash.
Before we let you go, Tony, in terms of getting the vaccine itself, are there any people that are at risk and shouldn't have the vaccine, or is it safe and effective for pretty much everyone?
No, only those people who've had allergies to components of the vaccine, which is very rare. The vaccine itself can cause side effects like the COVID vaccines, but it is, as I mentioned, highly effective, more than 90% effective, lasts 11 years, and is free over the age of 65. Licensed over the age of 50, between 50 and 65, but you have to pay for it yourself. The government won't do it yet.
Tony, I have to say, as someone who's had shingles in the past, I must admit, if you can prevent it, try to prevent it. It's so painful.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
A pleasure. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.